This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Someone texted in, aren't you worried about Jonnu Smith? Because he's had one great year in the NFL, and it was when he got away from Arthur Smith's system. No, I look at his 2023 season in Atlanta as his breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had 582 yards, 3 touchdowns, which isn't a huge number. But he was targeted 70 times with 50 catches. That's a quarterback issue to me.
Yeah. I mean, 2020 with the Titans and Arthur Smith, I mean, he had 41 catches, 448 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
There you go. And he wasn't the primary weapon.
No.
But as a piece of it, in only 14 games, those are pretty good numbers.
I think A.J. Brown was receiver than that, right?
Exactly. They had 2 good receivers, and he was a good tight end for them, but he was the third option.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, if you include Derrick Henry,
right.
Which I would include him. But 8 touchdowns is nothing to scoff at. When I look at the Steelers' production last year from their pass catchers, Freiermuth had 7 touchdowns. Nobody else even came close. Pickens had 3. Calvin Austin had 4. Van Jefferson had 2. Nobody else then had more than 1. And you have an opportunity to acquire a guy that had 884 yards and 8 touchdowns? And it seems to me like more people are down on it than not. I just don't get it. Steelers have been linked to another wide receiver. Zachary Smith reports the Steelers have poked around on Bucks wide receiver Trey Palmer. That does nothing for me.
Nothing.
Nothing. 39 catches for 385 yards his first year in Tampa. Second year in Tampa, 12 catches for 172 yards. And we know how banged up they were last year at wide receiver. Like, this would have been an opportunity for him to make plays. He played in 15 games. You had Godwin blow out his
ankle
in a disgusting fashion. You had Evans get banged up. This guy plays 15 games, and all he could muster was 12 catches for 172 yards. This does absolutely nothing for me. This would just be a depth guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, hey, there's value in that, fine, but they need a playmaker, and that's what Jonnu Smith is. That's what Amari Cooper could be. I would much rather pay $10 million, give up nothing to get Amari Cooper than have to give up any draft pick, no offense, to Trey Palmer.
Right.
No, he's fast.
Yeah, he's a Scotty Miller.
Yes. You don't need another Scotty Miller. You got Ben Skowronek.
Isn't Scotty Miller? Where's
is he's still here. He's
right.
And that... Listen, he's fine. Trey Palmer's fine. I almost called him Trey Parker. Is that the guy from South Park?
Yep. Yeah.
Trey Palmer's fine. Like he's an NFL player. Good for him. It's 7 first downs last year. Miss me on that. Because here's the thing with Jonnu Smith. Like, you would have to rework a deal for him. He's not, in my opinion, going to get high-end tight end money because he's had 3 good seasons. One arguably great season, which was last year, but I'm not even giving him, I don't think, Pat Freiermuth money.
No.
And then you could still go out. If Aaron Rodgers is only going to take $10 million, you could still go out and you could pay an Amari Cooper. It ain't that hard to figure out. Why you making a face?
No, I'm agreeing.
Okay, because I'm collecting football cards now.
No, it's good. Yeah, I'm agreeing. Financially, I mean, I wouldn't even think about financially. You're good.
You can lower the cap hit in all likelihood of TJ Watt this year, depending on how that contract looks moving forward.
Well, what do you think that you would have to give up to give Jonnu Smith, though?
That's a great question. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. I don't know. I don't know what you'd have to give up. I'm probably not giving up more than a fourth for him.
I was going to say, yeah, fifth.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's better. Do that. Give him a fifth. I mean, I'm guessing you'd have to sign him to the contract, be one of those sign and trade kind of deals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'd break the bank. I'm a little wary about the reporting on this. Like, I do wonder if it's just Jonnu Smith's agent trying to get more out of the Miami Dolphins.
I would be weary too if there wasn't a serious link to Arthur Smith.
I think that could be what they're using, though. Like, hey, look, it makes a ton
Arthur
of
Smith
sense.
Wants him.
I totally agree with that.
So I think it's legitimate that the Steelers want him.
I think the Steelers have checked in.
Yeah.
I think it's out there because I'm guessing Jonnu Smith would want to stay in Miami. Doesn't mean he wouldn't want to come here as his second option. I think both things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to stay in Miami.
Yeah, I would too.
What's going on with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah. Yeah. He
who was on that boat?
I don't know who was on that. I thought he was dating Cardi B.
I thought she was on the boat.
I didn't see her, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she was hiding somewhere, but it didn't look like she was there. It looked like he was talking to a group of women and giving them some extracurriculars.
Yeah, I had only seen the initial video where you had three women just chatting with Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
I then saw the second video.
Is she there?
I can't tell.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Do you even know who Cardi B is?
I do, but I don't know what she looks like. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, to be honest.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to cross-reference my Google search. But the second video, he was slapping some tight ends, is what was going on there.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she probably wasn't there. Unless she's down
and
with
then it. And then Mike Vrabel was asked, but he said, I'm aware of the video. Listen, T.J. Watt, he's got a newborn. D.K. Metcalf has a two-month-old. Stephon Diggs, he's just doing what he would be doing at any other time of the year.
Hanging out.
He's just hanging. It's all voluntary.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.